Okay, is everybody paying attention? If I quack, quack, quack like a duck, and if I walk like a duck, what am I? What am I? I'm a priest. I'm not a duck. Just because I walk like a duck and I quack like a duck doesn't mean that I'm really a duck. Does it mean that? No. You know, God created animals and He created people. And what are some of the ways and some of the things that animals and people are the same? Okay. Let me think about that one for a while. Well, do animals have hair? Do animals have hair? Yes. And do we have hair? Yes. So we're like animals, aren't we? Yeah, we have hair. And do animals have feet? And we have feet too, right? So we're like animals in that way. Okay, now if we could look like a TV set and look inside of us, what kinds of things do we have inside of us? We have a stomach, bones, heart, lungs, blood. Is that what you said? Blood? And what? I can't hear you. Huh? Oh, you're saying blood too. And muscles, right? Now, how about if we could look inside an animal's head? What would we see? Brains. Yeah. And how about... The animals have tongues? Yeah, especially dogs. And they let us know it, too. Because they lick us, don't they? And animals have ears. And animals have noses. And they have eyes. So, that means that human beings are animals. Is that right? Be careful, I caught you one time today. Just because something looks like a duck and walks like a duck doesn't mean that it's exactly a duck. And it's the same thing with people. God created animals and He created people the same way. He gave us all the same things, except He gave human beings something very, very special. And what do you think that special thing is? Huh? It's a special kind of... What?
She says bird.
Oh, a special kind of bird? Oh, I never thought of that. What did God give humanity that's different from the animal world? Well, He gave us a soul. He gave us a soul. It's a spirit. We can't see that. But He also, there's something that human beings can do that no other animal can do. You know what that is? He gave us the divine ability to love. Now we know that our animal pets and stuff, they love us. And they have the ability to love us and we love them. But there's different types of love. As I've explained other times, it says in the Greek we have three types of love. We have eros, we have philia, and then we have agape. Well, the animals, they have philia. It is a filial or friendship love. In other words, they love us like friends. But philia is something that we offer something to our friends, and our friends offer something to us back, and we enter into this relationship. Okay, so we have friends that love us, and we love them. But it's a contractual love. It's a type of love that is dependent on each other. So animals are the same way. It says if we love them and we feed them and we take care of them, then they love us. And they try to take care of us. And we have this love relationship with our pets. But what we need to talk about, what really makes us different than the animal world, is agape. We are the only creature that has agape. That love that is divine. The love that is unconditional. It says we are the only creatures that will sacrifice ourselves for another strange creature. Now, we can say that many animals have the instinct to save their young. But we know that when the young are threatened, they will protect them, or they will try to protect them. But when there's no hope for their young, then they run away. Even the mothers will run away because they have it pre-programmed in themselves to survive. Okay, so they don't have that unconditional love that they will sacrifice themselves for, even for their own offspring. Whereas the human being is the only one who will give his life to protect or to save someone else. The only one that would do that. That's the kind of goodness that we have in our agape, in our love. That's the free will that God has given us so that we can use this love and we can nurture this love, this agape love. So that's what makes us different. So even though we have all of the physical characteristics of other animals, that doesn't make us an animal. We are very special because of our soul and because of our love. There's only two beings in the world that possess agape: God and human beings. Okay? That's what makes us very special. So when we say, if it looks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's fully a duck. Okay? Just because we have characteristics of animals, it doesn't mean that we are animals, but because we have those special gifts to love. Now, when we say agape, this is the key to the kingdom. When our Lord was asked, "What do I need to be saved?" And our Lord told us, he says, in order to be saved, you must love God, agape love, God, and love each other, agape love. Anybody can do the philia love, that friendship love, because it's contractual. You do for me, I do for you, and we get along. Agape is doing even though I'm not going to receive anything in return. How many times do we say to our infant children, says, "Well, I'm not going to love you unless you love me back"? Well, infant children are infants. They take, and we give, and we never ask for anything in return. That is agape love. It is the love that God shows for us, but it's also the love that God wants us to show towards others. It is very critical that we understand this, because the keys to the kingdom is agape. It's learning agape. It's giving unconditionally to others. When we give to the poor, if we give to the poor and then we expect that our name is going to be put on a big banner that I gave to the poor, then what good does that do us? That's not agape. That's philia, because it's contractual. I will give, but I also expect to receive something. If we give to the church and then expect the church to put a big banner up with our name on it, it says, what are we doing? That's philia love. That's not agape love. Now, agape love is something that we do for ourselves. It's something that we are trying to work and become more like God. When we say that we are trying to become divine, he says this is what we mean. We are trying to understand this agape love and to gain it in our hearts so that we will give unconditionally without hope of return. But we have to give and we have to love giving without receiving anything. This is what our Lord did. This is how he showed us the true meaning of agape is on the cross. When he was crucified, he gave his life, he gave himself, he gave everything that he had for us. Agape. That's not philia. It's not because he wanted to become famous or he wanted to become rich or he wanted to do this or to do that. He gave himself up because he truly loved us. That was the example of agape that he left us with. To give sacrificially. To give without waiting for someone to give us something in return. That is the true love that God has given us. And that is what separates us from the animal world. So today I would like you to think, maybe as you're driving home, maybe later in the evening, because I want you to think a little bit about the love that you feel. Is this love agape? Is this love philia? Is it something that I'll give my love if I receive something in return? Or I will give my love no matter what? The true divine, godly love is unselfish and it is sacrificial. This is what we strive for in our lives. If you want to ask, what is the purpose of life? It is to learn agape. If that's one thing and the only thing that we accomplish in our lives, that's the only thing that we need is agape. And that is the key to the kingdom.